This is for the people. I'm Rob. I want to read you an article that was published just today, September 15th at 11:04 a.m. Musk's X revokes paid blue check from United Auto Workers after strike called. Ooh, I did not want to zoom in on that face. Ugh. Sorry. It somehow zoomed in on Elon Musk's face. Here is the article. Last night, when the clock struck midnight, nearly 13,000 workers at Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis went on strike after the so-called Big Three car companies failed to reach an agreement with the United Auto Workers, the UAW. By Friday morning, UAW discovered that X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. That just reminds me of when Prince changed his name to The Symbol. And everybody that had a talk about him would say the artist formerly known as Prince. X, the platform formerly known as Twitter. X is such a stupid name. We're going to take a sidebar here. If you don't know why Elon Musk wanted to name this platform X so bad, is because X.com is his old failed business. When he bought into PayPal, and was it Peter Thiel? Was like the other owner of it, or was the actual founder, and Elon Musk bought his way in and wanted to be called co-founder. He tried renaming it X.com. And he got booted from the board or whatever. Again, I don't have the details in front of me, but essentially there was a little bit of a mutiny and they didn't go forward with X.com. Hence, you know, the website PayPal.com. But ever since then, and this was like 20 years ago, 20 something years ago, he has desperately wanted. I mean, this is the epitome of like late 90s. Early dot-com bubble crash stylings. like, this is the vibe. X.com. Oh, Jesus. So, if you didn't know, that's why. X.com has always been his baby. And he finally overpaid by billions for Twitter. And he got to name it X.com. So, the platform formerly known as Twitter, and by the way, everybody still calls it Twitter. Nobody calls it X. In what appeared to be a petty move. What is this article from? Ars Technica. Who wrote this? Ashley Belanger. Shout out to you, Ashley Belanger and Ars Technica. Because you're calling it like it is. In what appeared to be a petty move by platform owner and Tesla CEO Elon Musk, he had stripped their account's verified status, The Intercept reported. The move seemingly makes it harder for UAW to maximize reach for its posts on X. Just as workers have begun striking, demanding better wages and other benefits. Ford has claimed that the deal UAW was negotiating would have doubled automaker labor costs, and The Intercept noted that often wage increases won by union workers trickle down to non-unionized workers like Tesla's. For those who don't know, again, sidebar from the article, Elon Musk has done all he can to retaliate and union bust in his shops. In fact, if you look into Tesla union busting or unionizing, some of the stories are horror stories. But again, when you are one of the world's, Earth's richest men, laws don't apply to you. So he doesn't care about a fine, a labor law violation fine. And this goes true for most corporations. They don't care. They do not respect the laws. I have firsthand knowledge of this. I was told by a higher up that when you're in Starbucks, Starbucks policies are like laws. And I said, and they trump American law? And he went, well, yeah, kind of. And I said, really? So if Starbucks decided one of their policies, quote unquote, laws, was to be able to steal from customers and we could just keep their change, that would trump American law? These people are nuts. They don't play by any rules but their own. So Elon does not like what's going on with the workers. Now, we'll continue on. This trickle down, and by the way, when The Intercept noted that often wage increases won by union workers trickle down to non-unionized workers, that's not like a theory. That is a proven statistic. When a shop unionizes in your town or near your work, I forget what the exact statistic is, but it's union workers force wages to go up by, I forget if it's 8, so let's just say 7 to 12%. Doesn't matter if you have a union or not. It does not matter. Hold on. My dog is, come in. Come on. Do you want to come in? Because I'm doing something. Jesus. This dog we got sticks to me like glue. And if I go into my office, she starts crying outside the door. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear it. I'm like, I'm just gone for like 10 minutes. This dog cannot not be around me. She just wants to sit in my lap no matter where I am. So my apologies. She's cute, though. Yep, now she's licking my leg. A little thank you. She's like, thank you for letting me be in here, be a part of the podcast. I'll tell you what, if I ever get this podcast to be more of a video podcast like my goal is, we'll feature her. And I don't think it will be by choice. I think she will force her way into the podcast. So, yeah, you can look that up. This is a well-known fact that unions push up wages for everyone. In fact, benefits, time off, sick time, you name it, and unions boost that. Why? Because unions earn more than anybody else. Unions have better vacation, but they just have better contracts all around. And when that's in town, what happens is the other... You always hear about these people, these corporate people love to talk about the free market, the free market. Well, this is also part of the free market, that when you have a union in town and they're getting paid more, all of a sudden the free market's got to compete with that. It's also why you see moves like this, why I'm reading this article, because Elon Musk is catching a whiff of that. And even though just paying his workers more would be a drop in the bucket, it would be like him, like us finding some change in our couch. That's what it would seriously. I mean, this is a guy who overpaid billions for Twitter. He has lost 90% of the value in Twitter. He's just thrown that money away. He could have just had a bonfire with all that money and it would have been more entertaining. Well, I don't know if it would have been more entertaining. It would have been more, more helpful for the community if it warmed us. But this is a guy who routinely throws his money in the rubbish. And it's just about greed. He just doesn't want people to be... He wants people to suffer so they are forced to come to work, so they have no options. That's all it is. It's about power. That's why it's so important at what's happening right now around America with this new labor movement. Because he could easily pay his workers. But as we'll carry on in this article, just the whiff of the auto industry going on strike. And just so you know, these people don't react like this if they're not afraid. If they weren't afraid of the power the workers had, they wouldn't be... I mean, I've seen 2, 3, 4 interviews by these CEOs already. They're doing the PR circuit. They're getting on every news thing to combat the image of like, oh, we're the greedy ones. They're trying to put the onus on the workers and explain why this is bad for the economy. And people ain't buying it no more. But you see this kind of reaction, like with Elon Musk, who these people are paying for a verified status to have a bigger reach, and he just removed it. again, legalities aside, they're paying him for something and he just stole from them. He's taking their money now and not giving them the promised product. So there's got to be some kind of illegal activity within that. But he does not care. The fine for him, just like paying his workers, is nothing. What it's about is power. He does not want the... He knows the power these workers have, and he knows the effect that this union strike could have on his employees. And he's like, well, I don't want them to get the notion that they have some control. But you got to remember, at the end of the day, what a union is. It's power in numbers. Solidarity is people, the workers, coming together to say, well, we can't negotiate alone. You tell us to F off or get a new job or whatever. But when we come together, and a strike is meant to be disruptive, I think they were quoting that just 5 days alone of the strike could cost the industry $5 billion. That's how valuable these workers are. But somehow our culture, our perceptions over the past few years with the politicians and the corporate funding of the politicians, they've tricked so many people to think like, oh, the workers asking for a wage where they can pay rent, buy gas and groceries, those greedy bastards, and not recognizing that these CEOs, the CEO of, was it Ford? Or no, the CEO of Ford, we'll get into what he said. It was the CEO of the other company, and I cannot remember. One of the big three, this woman, GM. This woman who is the CEO of GM went on CNN and looked like an idiot, by the way, and said, you know, the question was, you've given yourself a 40% raise over the past 4 years. Aren't the people creating that wealth? Aren't the people working to make sure that you can even get paid? Shouldn't they be entitled to the same thing? And basically, she did a song and dance about, well, my pay is tied to performance. Isn't everybody's? I mean, if the company's failing, people are getting laid off, right? But she also said, no, we think our benefits are the best. Our offers are the best. Clearly lies. Because if they were, these people would be able to afford rent, be able to afford food. They wouldn't be going on strike. You know what stores, corporations don't, what employees don't unionize? The ones that are paid enough to survive. They don't need a union because they're paid well, because their benefits are great, because they go on vacations. People unionize when they are struggling so bad that they have to do something. Remember, I did a podcast about this before. People don't want to strike. These companies have forced them because these companies don't pay enough. Meanwhile, the CEOs, like this lady, has given herself a 40% raise, making $30 million a year or more than $30 million a year. Which, by the way, when you're making that much, just in case you didn't know, you don't worry about groceries and gas. You don't worry about rent because you probably own a home and don't make a mortgage payment. You don't have these kind of struggles. Life's necessities kind of struggles. You're beyond that. The people who are striking, by the way, are doing it because life, the necessities to live, to get to work, to have a roof over your head, have become unaffordable for what they make. So again, these companies are forcing their employees to strike because, as you see, these companies are doing great. If she's saying 92% of my pay increase was due to performance, well, why wouldn't you just pay your employees a decent wage where they can afford to live? Why would you invest $500 million in stock buybacks? GM has spent $500 million. If you don't know what a stock buyback is, let me break it down for you. They were illegal till 1982. These were deemed illegal Not allowed in America, because what they are is artificially inflating the market to make the stock value of the company who's buying their own stock go up. And when that happens, guess who is enriched? The CEOs and the shareholders. Now, I'm guessing there was quite a heavy bit of lobbying. You know, corporations that wanted to do the stock buybacks, throwing some money at politicians to make them legal. Because up until 1982, America collectively was like, nah, we can't allow that. It's going to be disastrous. But again, the way America works is pay to play. These lobbyists make it legal, and now look at the inequalities we have in America. These are directly related issues. Don't get confused, because the GM of Ford was going on another news show. I'm telling you, right now they're doing all the rounds. But you got to think and understand and be informed and do a little reading before you watch these interviews, because the Ford GM, Jim Farley or something, which I saw him and I went, is he playing a Chris Farley character? Because the stuff he's saying is hilarious. He went on whatever it was, MSNBC, CNN, who cares? He's going on the news saying, if we pay our employees this much, it will bankrupt the company. Well, if that's true, why wouldn't you be taking less money in a salary? And more importantly, why would you be authorizing $2 billion in stock buybacks? These companies are spending hundreds of millions, if not billions, of their profits to buy their own stocks. Something that needs to be outlawed again, because that money could easily go to the employees, the ones creating that wealth, so these people can just survive. You got to remember what they're fighting for, because I hate when people call these workers greedy. It's not greedy to want to be able to afford groceries that have jumped 12, 20% in the past few years. It's not greedy to say, I want to be able to afford rent. It's greedy to say, the workers asking to survive is going to bankrupt us. Not the billions in stock buybacks, not the double-digit million-dollar salary I have, but it's the people getting paid the least in the company. That has been the perspective all along that people have kind of bought into. Yeah, it's not the CEO or the stockholders or the stock buybacks that used to be illegal that are ruining the company and the economy. It's the lowest-paid workers and them wanting to do this thing called eat and have a house. They're the one. Right. And I think a lot of people are starting to wake up to this and see through the bullshit. And more importantly, now in this digital age, we can share information. You ain't got to go to the library. You don't have to be on the phone call to hear the earnings calls. You can watch them on YouTube like I do. And you can find out all about how much these companies are really making. Because when they're on an early earnings call with their investors, they want to make sure they know how well the company's doing. The only bad part of that is when the workers hear it. And they go, wow, we're doing this good. How come we're struggling to survive? How come you guys are buying yachts? By the way, our American tax code has a yacht tax deductible, in case you didn't know. That's how our system's set up. But enough of the sidebar. Let me continue with this Ars Technica article. Big shout out to that girl who wrote this. Very well done. Where were we? I don't remember. Oh, earlier this year. No. Oh, so let's continue. The Intercept noted that often wage increases won by union workers trickle down, in quotes, to non-unionized workers like Tesla's. Dun, dun, dun. That perhaps worried Musk. No, another sidebar. That didn't worry Musk. That scared the living shit out of him. He probably sharted when he heard they're actually doing a strike. And his butthole puckered up. So it didn't perhaps worry him. he was downright scared. The only thing that scares these billionaires is not going broke, not be able to afford food or rent. Those things, they don't care. They have money for centuries. That's why they're trying to go to Mars and live forever, okay? They don't give a rip. The only fear, the thing that wakes them up in the middle of the night, that causes them to lose sleep, is workers coming together. We got the numbers. They don't. Remember that, people. And by the way, some workers don't think they're part of the working class. So people usually say, I hate to be the one who told you so. I say, I love to be the one who told you so. But if you go to work every day, if you wake up and go to work, guess what class you're in? The working class. You ain't a capitalist. You ain't one of the 1%. You are working class. And I like to remind people, don't be a class traitor. Don't side with the Elon Musks. Because if you happen to work for him, he would love to strip your rights and pay you as little as he can, just like his current employees. So you can rah-rah all you want because he's playing the culture war games. But when push comes to shove and he's ready to take money out of your pocket to, I don't know, burn it somewhere else, he ain't your friend. He'll take from you just like he will anybody else. So he's not perhaps worried. Musk is downright terrified. That's why he had this reaction. So that perhaps worried Musk, back to the article, who seemingly has a financial interest in keeping auto worker wages low and a history of union busting. That's what I was saying. Look it up. And he doesn't seemingly have a financial interest. He absolutely has a... You know what? I just praised this article writer, and now I wish you'd just gone a little bit more truthful on this. Not seemingly. He owns Tesla, and he does his best to keep his workers paid like-ish. Just the Tesla in my town that opened a few years ago tried to file for a union, and they fired the guy who's leading the charge because Tesla, get this, in the middle of the summer when it was 100 and something inside the garages, they don't have air conditioning. And that's what they were requesting. This is also why a union's good. Because if you're working in conditions that could kill you, you want a union. You want all of your workers to come together and go, we demand this. We need an air conditioner in there. It's Tesla, for Christ's sakes. The richest man in the world can put an AC in there. He doesn't do it. Why? It's a power move. He don't want to spend the money, and he wants people to know who's in charge. Unions flip the script. They say, yeah, you might have all the money. We got all the people. And that's what happened in my town's Tesla. That he wouldn't even put air conditioning in. So in the summer, these people weren't cooking to death. So again, he doesn't seemingly have a financial interest. He absolutely has one. And he absolutely has a history of union busting. Let's continue on. Earlier this year, Musk lost a court battle and had to delete a tweet that threatened Tesla workers attempting to unionize. That's illegal. Again, laws don't apply to the ultra-rich. A UAW official told The Intercept that the union had paid for X verification and confirmed that the account had been marked as verified until earlier today, when UAW said it was removed without any notification from X. We know why. By midday Friday, UAW's verified check was reinstated. The Intercept reporter Ryan Grimm posted on X, writing, Elon put the blue check back up. Maybe the big three will fold this fast, too. To request a comment, X only sent ours an auto response. It's because nobody works there anymore. Saying, busy now, please check back later. To be fair, in this case, check back later is a good summary of what happened. That's funny. Great point in the article. All right, I applaud this person who wrote it again, because that's good comedy. According to Axios, Tesla pays lower wages than the big three automakers currently faced with striking workers. with Tesla paying an estimated labor cost of $45 to $50 per hour compared to $64 to $67 per hour. In a post on X, Musk claimed that Tesla pays more than UAW's required wages. Quote, "We pay more than the UAW, by the way, but performance expectations are also higher," Musk said. "Quite a few of our factory techs who work on the line have become millionaires over the years from company stock grants." Who believes that? Musk's stake in the strike could go beyond wages, though. Wage questions, though. UAW's negotiations also seek to expand benefits for union workers involved in the production of electric vehicles and the batteries needed to power them, The Intercept reported. And those conversations could impact Tesla operations. Anything to reinvest in their own company. Anything. That's the irony of all this. When you really think about what union workers are demanding, it's to be able to survive so they can come to work, to afford gas, groceries, a house. They have somewhere to go to come into work from. So they're not starving when they come into work. So they're not stressed out when they come into work. Some of the demands they make are to have safer work conditions, better work conditions. The irony being that these leaders of their own companies won't invest in the company, which would clearly make this company more money, a better place to work, more workers want to go there, better products. Why don't they? Well, number one, it's about power. But number two, it's so they can fatten their own pockets. And these CEOs just hop from job to job. For example, the new CEO of Starbucks, who got a $8 million sign-on bonus just for taking the job. This guy hadn't worked a day, just took the job and got $8 million extra dollars. Meanwhile, when I negotiated and said, you know, I got managerial experience, they said, well, you don't have coffee experience. We got to start you at the starting wage. I went, coffee experience? I haven't made coffee my entire life. I've been drinking it since I was like 10. What do you mean I don't have coffee experience? And then when they hired this new CEO, that's the first thing I thought. Well, he's got managerial experience, but does he have coffee experience? So I looked into it. Turns out he doesn't. He came from Pepsi, where they overpaid him too. And then I thought, oh, well, maybe he has caffeine experience. That's why he got the bonus. My point being is these CEOs job hop, being fatly overpaid, and the little agreement. Because if you don't think the wealthy have class solidarity, you're sorely mistaken. And that's why us poor people and working people and middle class people, well, the middle class is basically eroded, but us people who work for a living need to have the same solidarity. Because these wealthy people that have solidarity all have a unspoken agreement, although it is kind of being leaked out a little more nowadays, especially with social media, and especially how some of them just can't keep their trap shut and want to go on these media outlets to say, we got to get these workers back in check. So they're kind of letting the secret out of the bag. But for a long time, the secret was, once you get into this upper echelon, we'll fatly overpay you. We will grossly overpay you. As long as you promise to exploit workers. It's like the He-Man Woman Haters Club. Do you remember that? The Little Rascals, where they come in, they have to say the oath. I, state your name, promise to always and ever, and whatever the whole oath was. Such a cute show. You got to watch that. If you're too young, don't know the Little Rascals, look it up. I promise you it's great. And even the movie with Whoopi Goldberg and those kids, spectacular stuff. That's good content. But they had this club. Just for the boys. I won't spoil the movie how it ends up, but the beginning, it's just for the boys. And essentially, they have to take an oath to always hate girls, never play with girls, X, Y, Z. And that's what these CEOs have. I wouldn't be surprised if they had a little oath where they're like, I, state your name, promise to always exploit the working class, to not give them, to not tie their raises to what we get for raises, to always give each other sign-on bonuses, to enrich the stockholders. That's their class solidarity. They know that they can hop from company to company while paying off politicians and overpaying each other. That's how it works, folks. There's no secret. And the funniest thing is some of these alt-right, right-wing nutsos that think there's a deep state don't understand that that is the deep state. It's right in front of you. It's the propaganda you consume every day when you're proudly drinking a Budweiser or whatever you're doing. That's the deep state. It's these corporations who have bought off our government. There's no secret. That's what happens. Legal bribery. They call it lobbying. Oh. So, we'll go back. But that's why class solidarity is so important. Now, hey, I know. My dog hates CEOs too. All right. On top of the... All right. The Intercept reported those conversations could also impact Tesla operations. My God, the richest man in the world would have to treat his employees decently? Oh, see, that's like the fear CEOs have. They're like, we got to treat these people like humans? What? No way. That's why they're trying to go to Mars. They're like, we're going where just rich people exist. If you ever seen that Matt Damon movie, like the Utopia one, I forget, Elysium. Watch that. That's what they're looking to do. On top of the backlash over Musk's union-busting tweet, Tesla has a history of violating labor laws. Now, if you want, I have very intimate personal experience with this. If you want to know why these companies violate labor laws, that means don't respect American laws or workers' rights. Here in America, as a worker, you have rights. And if you don't know your rights, you don't know where to stand your ground. But the important thing is just knowing them. So you can take a stand and say, no, that violates my rights. I will not do that. I won't compromise. It's funny how so many Americans want to talk about the land of the free and I have the right to free speech, but they don't know their rights when it comes to being an employee. It's very important you do. We're not going to tackle that right now, but I can. And I might have touched upon it in previous podcasts, so go back through the best ofs. So, the reason they violate labor laws is because the National Labor Relations Board, the NLRB, is kind of a toothless government organization. They're the ones that can fine and ultimately fine these mega global corporations guilty. But the problem is they're not punishing them with jail time. There's no real threat here. It's fines. And the fines are so minuscule. When you look at these companies like Starbucks that had $2, $3 billion in net profits. After they paid for everything, those were their profits. What is a $100,000 fine? What is a fine of even $1 million? It's nothing. And I don't think the fines are up to $1 million. But it's really what these companies consider the cost of doing business. It's just a cost they do. Now, the real cost is your rights have been violated. They have zero respect for workers. Ironically, they are workers, the people creating their wealth. But more importantly, they have violated American law, and there's been no punishment. Now, in Australia, I think it was the prime minister, just tried to put something through, I don't know how their government works, through their Senate, their House, their Parliament, their House of Commons, House of Lords. That's England, right? But he just put a bill through that would say, or instead of fines for these companies that commit wage theft and labor law violations and violate workers' rights, that they would put their CEOs in prison. I fully support that. I say if these companies want to be able to donate to political campaigns like a citizen, and they want to have the rights as citizens, I say we treat them fully like citizens and give them a 3-strike laws like so many citizens had. And after the third strike of some kind of violation, wage theft, labor law violation, we put the CEO in jail. Because I guarantee you, once CEOs start going to jail for what they're doing, they're doing illegal activity. This is illegal activity. Their punishments just don't align. And the weird part is the crimes, the cost of their crimes are some of the largest in the world. In America, wage theft, companies are robbing employees of wages owed. far surpasses any other kind of theft. And I'm talking about in the billions. I think it was like $23 billion in wage theft. And the next theft was maybe $11 billion. So it is just a mountain to a molehill at what these corporations' crimes are. And if we started locking up these CEOs, giving them a little bit of time in prison, or a lot of it, I'm for that too, we might start seeing them play by American laws. So it's very important that we change the laws and allow the NLRB some teeth. But let's finish this article. The company previously was found in violation of labor laws for banning workers from wearing pro-union shirts. That is against law. Last year, the National Labor Relations Board ordered Tesla to revise its policies to make clear that it does not prohibit production associates from wearing black union shirts. There was also tension earlier this year when Tesla Autopilot Buffalo-based workers tried to unionize, alleging that they were being treated like robots and pressured to skip bathroom breaks. I want you to really think about that. Again, these are life necessities. Humans need to go to the bathroom. And this is directly from the wealthiest man on earth. He doesn't have any survivability problems. He can afford rent, any food he wants, can go anywhere in the world he wants. And he's oppressing the lowest paid people at his company. And not just in like a mean or cruel way, but in an inhumane way where he's denying them bathroom breaks. Let's continue. And most recently in April, the NLRB again ruled that Tesla violated labor laws when managers at an Orlando repair shop illegally silenced workers attempting to discuss pay and working conditions, Reuters reported. Just so you know, any employee can talk about their pay with anyone. That is very legal. In fact, that's federally protected. Wherever you are, talk about your pay. And if anyone tells you it's legal, tell them they don't know the law. That is a federally protected thing. Now, culturally, CEOs and wealthy people tell you it's taboo. Ooh, don't discuss pay or politics. Why? Because those are the things they want to control. And if you start talking about it and you get informed about it, guess what? You start talking at your company. Hey, what are you making? Oh, well, I'm making this. Wait, we were hired at the same time. We do the same job and I'm making more money than you? All of a sudden, you got some issues. That's why they don't want you talking about it. But know your rights. Then you know where to stand your ground. So, yeah, this stuff is just, I mean, it's disgusting. Especially when it's coming from one of the richest men of the world. He doesn't need to do this. He, of all people, could pay his employees the best. He could make it the place that everybody wants to work. Instead, you're reading like stuff like this, that he's violating all sorts of labor laws and found guilty. The problem is they're fines. And he'll just go back to doing it because he makes so much money. A fine is nothing to him. But I bet if he was taken to NLRB court and was facing prison time, you might see some changes. Back to the article. Whether X was really attempting to limit reach of UAW's posts at a critical moment, or there is still some other possible justification for removing the verification, is still unknown. And you're never going to know. Nobody works at Twitter anymore. He fired them all. And by the way, they are all trying to take him to court because he owes them severance money. When you get fired and you got a contract, usually in that contract, there's some kind of severance that says, hey, you got to pay me out through my contract or this much. And Elon, again, laws don't matter to him. And he'll just tie it up in the court system and go, good luck getting that money. Meanwhile, there's thousands of people who are rightly owed that. And he just don't care. So if you're backing him, just know who you're backing. Some dude that would easily do whatever he could to oppress you if he had the opportunity. He ain't your friend. But UAW didn't let the setback stop it from returning to the platform to amplify strikers' demands as soon as the blue check was back. In the moments after X reinstated UAW's verification, the union began posting in support of strikers in Ohio and Missouri, some of them chanting, no justice, no Jeeps. Clever. I like that one. Now, before I wrap this up, this went a little longer than expected. I thought I was just going to read an article. Turns out I had a lot of sidebars. I don't even know if sidebar is the right word for that, but we did it. Just want to point this out, what's been going on this summer. And yes, we're still in the summer. I know pumpkin spice flavors are out, but don't let, again, corporations are just manipulating everything. We used to be able to enjoy summer and then enjoy fall. And at this point, I'm seeing Christmas stuff being put out. I mean, what it's heading to, because there was Halloween candy out in the end of July. I witnessed it. I think I might even have a picture on my phone because I could not even believe it. But what corporations want to do is just, you know, have us all be consumers so we're not class conscious. And I think at some point we're just going to see, in, you know, stores right now, they have like a clothes section, a food section, a toys section, a health section. It's going to expand to have all that and then a Christmas section, a Halloween section, an Easter section. It's just going to be all of this stuff all the time so people can just purchase it. And they're going to blur all the holidays together because it just makes them more money. Be aware of this. Be class conscious. So before we go, I just want to point something out. Over this summer, 12,000 Hollywood writers went on strike. 160,000 actors go on strike. 26,000 flight attendants authorize a strike. 85,000 healthcare workers authorize a strike. And now 150,000 auto workers begin targeted strikes. Solidarity with all those going on strike. And be very aware of why these people are striking. They do not want to strike. They want to be at work, making money so they can afford rent, food, gas, the necessities of life. But we've been priced out of everything. CEOs' pay goes up 40%. They spend hundreds of millions, if not billions, on stock buybacks and call the workers greedy. These workers are just trying to survive. And they've been forced to strike to show their power so they can make, so their requests to be able to make enough money to live in the cities where they work is done through this solidarity movement. So be very aware when you see this stuff in the news and you see these CEOs going on these outlets saying, well, if we paid those workers that, the company would collapse. Ask the question, how are you buying this much in stock buybacks? How is your raise, $30 million, going up 40% over the past few years, and you can't pay people anymore? These are the people, I mean, if, and this is how you know how important the workers are. If the CEO doesn't show up, things still get done. Cars get made, the factories run. The reason they don't like the strikes, and this is the proof, because when the workers don't show up, the CEO ain't making any money. The company ain't making any money. The job ain't getting done. Be very class conscious that the workers have the numbers and the power. So these wealthy people will do anything to convince you and trick you otherwise. To infight against ourselves. Don't do it. Don't be a class traitor. If these workers get what they are demanding, and what they're demanding is only fair, it's what the CEO got, a 40% raise, so they can afford the living costs, the cost of the products they're making. Look at the cost of cars. It's incredible. I read an article about how just before 2017, there were over 10 cars you could get for under $26,000. Now there's one. But before 2017, there was only five regular model cars that were over $100,000. Now there's 10 or 12. I think it was 12. The cost of everything's gone up, but not the cost of labor. And that's what they're fighting for. And if they get this, it helps all of us. Everyone that goes to work for a living, they're fighting for us too. These unions, these people that do these unions, they're not selfish. They understand that they got to stand arm to arm, side by side, to fight for the guy next to him, the girl next to him, the person next to him. And that's how we win these things. So solidarity with all of those on strike. I hope you get these contracts because you're fighting for something better for us all. And we need it right now. Peace.